Hi, and welcome back to another episode of Unicorns Do Exist. I am your host, Vanessa. Thank you to everyone that is here, all the new listeners. I found out I have some new fans, so thank you for being here. I appreciate every single one of you. Last week was a little heavy. The last 2 weeks have been a little heavy, but I can see the light at the end of the tunnel now, and I am grateful for all of my friends and family and their support and how they rallied behind me to make sure my son came home safe. And the love that they have for him is unmatched. I'm truly, truly grateful for everyone that has been part of this, of his journey in his life. And let's just say I will tell you all the story someday, but for now, I just want to give thanks to everyone that supports the podcast, that listens, and tunes in every week. I truly love doing this. It's my happy place. It's my fun time. And I think it's helped me grow and find my voice in so many different ways. As a woman, as a mother, as a sister, as someone who was afraid to speak up in the past, who felt like her voice was irrelevant, who English is her second language, who still struggles with my ADHD and depression. Showing up to something like this is a commitment that I've done, not just to myself, but to you guys for listening. So I am glad we're on episode 31 now. And I can't wait to keep going. So with that being said, today I wanted to talk about change. Talk about change. Growing up with an alcoholic father, you never know what you were gonna get. You know, some, you had to always be on your feet and hear his voice before he walked in. It's always like just on the defensive. You just never knew what you were gonna get. So you were always waiting, you know, for something to change. I think that helped me adapt very well in life growing up. Now change is not as scary for me. And honestly, the only thing in this world that is constant is change. And yet people act like changing is a crime. Like evolving is betrayal. Like growth is disrespect. How dare you change? Or how dare you want me to change? Baby, no, that's not how it is. Staying the same is the real danger. You know that scene in Pocahontas when her father wants her to marry Coquelin? By the way, I love Disney movies. One of my favorite playlists is Disney hits, but the old Disney movies, not the new one. Like the classics, Pocahontas, Beauty and the Beast, Ariel, or Little Mermaid. Anyway, her father is letting her know that Coquelin has asked for her hand in marriage, and she has to choose whether she says yes or no. And the father says, "You need to be more like the river, steady and calm. That's why rivers live so long." And Pocahontas says, "No, the thing about rivers is you can never step in the same water twice. The river's always changing, always flowing." "You're wrong, Dad. The river's always changing, always flowing." And that has lived in my head rent-free for years. And I don't mind because I love it. I've always lived my life like that. Because that is life. You're either moving or you're stuck. You're either growing or you're dying. Thanks to Tony Robbins. I know that one. We aren't born walking. We learn how to walk. We are born speaking. We develop that. We grow. We change. The babies from 0 to 2 years, 0 to 10 years, I think, they grow the fastest. They change the fastest. This is their peak where they're more alive than ever. And the people who proudly say, "Oh, I'll never change," are basically saying, "I refuse to grow. I refuse to evolve." I refuse to learn. And that's not strength. That's fear dressed up as pride. A lot of older people have this mentality where, you know, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. That's not true. When I first became a mom, when I got pregnant, when I knew I was pregnant and I had a viable pregnancy, because the first time didn't take. So the second time, as soon as I knew I was pregnant, I started to feel my baby growing inside me. My entire world shifted. My priorities changed. My heart changed. My identity changed. And I kind of always knew that. That's why I waited so long. I kind of always knew, like, okay, once I become a mother, I had such a great example that my life needs to be different. The partying, the going out, the priorities for materialistic things and stuff like that had to shift for me. They did shift for me. And instead of growing with me, my partner of 10 years just looked at me and said, "You changed. You're no fun anymore." Like it was a bad thing. Like I did something wrong. Of course I changed. We consciously chose to become parents. And I evolved, but she didn't evolve with me. Therefore, she felt like I didn't appreciate her, which is why their relationship ended. And I don't regret it. Not one bit. Because that change, that relationship change, forced her to change and show up as a different parent. And what life will teach you and life will make you change, whether you like it or not. Whether you change because you want to and you consciously choose who you want to become, or life will continue to teach you lessons so that you change and then you learn. And some people choose to change for the worst, and some people choose to change for better. But change is going to happen regardless. There's this little tiny book called Who Moved My Cheese? It's pretty much a masterclass on change. I read it a couple years ago. I had just started working at Cap One, and COVID had hit and sent everyone home. And we were so used to being in the office and traveling and, you know, going to see our dealers and stuff like that, that everybody was like a little bit of panicking kind of thing. So we read this book and I thought it was the cutest book ever. I was like, oh my God, how come I never read this? This is probably a great book to read in high school since so many things are changing in people's lives. Overall, the whole message is very simple. The quicker you accept change, the quicker you adapt. The quicker you adapt, the quicker you will win. People who clinch to the old version of life get left behind. You keep focusing on what it was. You can't see what it could be. If you keep looking at the past, you're going to be repeating the same old patterns and habits. Instead of forgetting about the past, look at what you have in front of you and look at what you can see in the future. It's a practice that you consistently have to remind yourself of it, especially in the beginning, because it doesn't come easily and it doesn't come overnight. But the quicker you are able to adapt to what you have in your front of you, the quicker it is you will be able to win at whatever challenge is thrown at you. People who clinch to the old version of life get left behind. People who move with the shift get ahead. Life will always move your cheese. Your job is to stop crying about the old spot and go find the new one. Life will always move your cheese. So the cheese is always on one spot, and out of nowhere it was moved for the little mice. And life will always do that to you. You never know. The quicker you stop crying about the old spot, the faster you can go find the new spot. And I know it's not always easy. Let's be honest. Change is scary. Change is uncomfortable. Change can feel like loss. A lot of the times. It did in my relationship. But you know what hurts more, or what scares me more, is staying in the same place year after year after year without any improvement, any growth. Staying in a place you've outgrown. Staying in a relationship that is not evolving. Staying in the identity that no longer fits who you truly are. Staying in a job that drains you simply because you've been there 3 or 4 years. All that is thus is you're adding years to your excuse. Because time is going to continue to pass whether you change or not. And I'd rather say, hey, I liked it when I started, but it's been a long time that I don't like it here anymore. And I'd rather say, I'm done being miserable for the last whatever amount of years I've been here, than add another 10 more years of misery. It's not a form of like failure to leave a relationship that is no longer serving you simply because you've been there 10, 20 years. All you're going to do is add more years to your misery. Instead of giving that person the chance to go and be happy and giving yourself the chance to go and be happy. And hey, you never know. Maybe you take a break, you realize that this is really your person and you come back. It happens many times. Not saying that that's what's going to happen with me. But then again, who knows? No one knows. All we know is that I'm going to continue to do things that make me happy. I'm going to continue to do things that are good for my son's well-being. And that's all you can do. Every day, get up and do your best. Remember, be impeccable with your word. Don't take things personal. And don't make assumptions. When you spare emotions from actions, you stop reacting and start choosing. The sooner you can separate your emotions from the change, you stop reacting and start choosing what you truly want. You start choosing the way you want to grow. You choose yourself, and choosing yourself is the most powerful change you'll ever make. And here's the truth no one wants to hear or admit. We will always change. We are always changing. From yesterday to today, you will change. Life will force you to if you don't choose to. Circumstances will demand it. Relationships will come and hurt you. Motherhood, heartbreak, success, failure, all of it will shape you into who you're becoming. And that is the good thing. We're here to evolve. So why not change in your own terms? Why not evolve because you want to, not because life is making you, drying you by the feet? The sooner you embrace change, the sooner you can use it as fuel instead of fear, knowing that I want to become this person empowers you in the steps that you take. Or just simply knowing, well, at least I know I don't want to do that or be that, will also empower you in the steps that you make. You choose from a place of awareness versus, for example, alcoholics. My father didn't want to change, and he died. So he chose to be stubborn and macetón and go the way he always been. Oh, así soy, so therefore I can't change. Life took him. God took him. Se murió. I think it's a poor and weak mentality. They teach the poor people to be like stubborn and like, no, no cambies por nadie. Or, te orgulloso de quien eres. Y puedo ser muy orgullosa de quien soy, de donde vengo, de ser mexicana. Pero a la misma vez puedo querer mejor para mí misma, para mi vida, para mis hijos. I don't know why I went in Spanish mode there. But I can be very proud of who I am and where I come from. And still know that I want more out of life. And the poor mentality is, don't change for anyone or proud of who you are. And that's a great. You can still be proud of being a Mexican, first generation Latina, lesbian, and still know that I want more for my kids and for my family and for myself. And there's nothing wrong with that. But there is no need to feel guilty for wanting better or wanting more. They want you to feel guilty. They want you not to change. So therefore you don't evolve. So you don't take their place. They fear your evolvement, you evolving and being better and wanting more and doing more. And this might not be for everyone. There's some people that might be very, very happy living their everyday life, not wanting to grow. And just like you wouldn't judge someone that is like that, I don't think people who don't have goals and dreams and aspirations should also judge others for wanting more, for knowing they deserve more, for dreaming of unicorns and rainbows and a life that they may have not seen yet. Because you didn't come to this world to stay the same. We did not come to this world to stay the same. We came to grow, to evolve. We chose to be here. To shed old versions of yourself like a snake shedding skin. A snake doesn't feel sad that it grew another inch or that it left all that skin behind. It just keeps growing and going. A caterpillar doesn't feel sad that it's no longer a caterpillar. We came here to grow, to evolve, to change, to transform into the best versions of ourselves. To transform in whatever we want. Because it really is whatever you want. The caterpillar is not sad that it's a butterfly. And no one sees that as bad. If anything, we talk about how beautiful this butterfly is because of everything that it went through. So if they tell you you've changed, say thank you. Because you have, and you should. People who are your real friends, people who want the best for you, will applaud those changes, will encourage you to do better. A perfect example is one of my friends who stopped drinking this beginning of the year. He's in his fitness journey, and I'm beyond proud of him. Because he's changed so much, and he's grown and evolved so much. That he is now glowing, literally glowing, every time I see him. He's glowing from the inside out. So let them say you changed. Let them whisper. Let them misunderstand. Because the river's always flowing. And you're done standing still. You're not a stone at the bottom of the river. You are the life in the water that continues, that makes this whole world go round. Oh my God, that was cheesy. I don't know where I got that from. But yeah, I'm proud of who I've become. I'm proud of the changes that have been in my life. I mean, come on. If I did not change from that poor little sad girl that was in a mental hospital, I wouldn't be here. My son wouldn't be here. The podcast wouldn't be here. It was necessary for me to change, to be able to be here and speak on it. And I've done so many changes in my life. And I will continue to change. I don't know what I would be in 10 years from now. I know that all I want to do is be better than where I am right now. And as long as I choose to come from a place of love always, I think that will be, it's bound to happen. And trust that the changes that are happening within you are for the better. And listen to yourself when you know you want more. Listen, trust your gut. If you've ever felt that you deserve more, you want more, it's okay. It's there for a reason. The desire was given to you from God. If not, it wouldn't be there. There's a lot of people I meet that are just happy without having goals and dreams. And then there's tons of other people in the world that are literally fighting for their lives and dreams. Both of them are okay. Both of them are fine. There might be a time when a desire is awakened in one of them, and then they cross over. So if you hear it, listen to it, follow it, because you never know where it might take you. You don't. Mine has gotten me this far. That little whisper in my voice that said there has to be more when I was in a mental hospital got me out of that mental hospital. The little voice in my head that said you deserve better when people cheated on me kept me going. And it helped me find my adult partner at the time, who then gave me my son, who helped bring our son to life. And I'm so grateful I did. And then again, when I felt inside my heart that I wanted more from my relationship, my partner, from life, than just being a stay-at-home wife or mom waiting for them to come home at midnight, when that voice inside of my head made me annoying and made me a whiner and made me complain enough for them to break up with me, I'm glad I listened to it. I'm glad I listened to it. I'm glad, and I will never stop because it's gotten me this far. And I never will stop listening to that voice, because that voice is what has made me a unicorn. So remember that unicorns do exist. You, my love, are one of them. Bye.